is KR4 KVL. Listening. This is Kilo Romeo 4, Kilo Victor Lima. Listening.
KR4 KVL, this is K2PCB.
Yeah, this is KR2 KVL. I'm sorry, could you come back with that call sign one more time, please? Thank you.
It is K2PCB, Kilo 2 Papa Charlie Bravo. The name here is Travis, and we are in Western New York.
Hey, Travis, good afternoon. I appreciate you getting back with me. This is KR4 KVL. I'm Fernando in Newport, Florida. How are you doing today?
Oh, actually, I'm doing very well today. I'm just making my way home, about halfway through my, it was only about a 19-minute ride home. Just sort of taking the back roads home today on a kind of like a lazy Friday afternoon. It's a little overcast here today, a little bit of drizzle in the air, but it's warmer than it has been. But it's not warm enough as I would like it. We're just approaching 50 degrees. I thought we were going to be stepping into a dry weekend, but I think our Saturday has a chance of being a little bit wet. I was hoping to get out and do a POTA activation, something I've been playing around with as of recently, and if everything works out, I think we'll set up in the local state park this weekend. But that might be a little weather dependent, and priorities when I get home and I'm told what I'm doing instead, but that is my goal. How are things going on your Friday afternoon?
Well, Travis, hopefully the weather will cooperate and you can do that POTA activity and do whatever else outdoor that you want to do. I'm going progressively better. I've only had my ticket about 8 or 9 days, so I'm still learning a lot, obviously, but I've been having a heck of a time getting to a repeater to hook up the East Coast reflector. And finally today, with the help of a gentleman that I had met on the East Coast reflector on one of the Zoom rooms there, he lent me a Yagi antenna, and I'm happy to say that I'm finally having some success. Can you let me know how my signal sounds on this radio? Over. I appreciate that.
Well, I am mobile, so, you know, of course, my setup here can be, you know, affected by a little bit of noise. I've got the road noise and whatnot, but I'm definitely able to obviously have a conversation with you. There is some noise in the background. I don't know if it's environmental or if you're having to use a Yagi antenna. Maybe it's your distance from the local repeater system that you're connecting into. But you're definitely making it in, and 8 days to be on the air and finding a system like the East Coast Reflector, I think that's going to be a huge benefit to helping you with the learning curve and helping you improve your system. There's a lot of good people with definitely some decent backgrounds and experiences that can help you along the way. So yeah, in a general audio report, yeah, it could be better. There's some noise in the background, but I can definitely hear you just fine.
I appreciate that, Travis, because about a half hour, 40 minutes ago, I was using the same radio, and people could barely hear me. And as you point out, getting the East Coast reflector is awesome in so many ways, but one of the ways I'm finding out that the great people out there full of helpful tips, and the last tip I got was to go back to this particular radio and make sure it was set to white band, and lo and behold, every frequency in there was set to narrow band, so I changed that, and hopefully that made a difference. Sounds like it did. This is KR4KVL, back to you, K2PCD.
Yeah, personally, I actually don't get on the East Coast reflector a lot. I definitely listen more than I am active on here. We have a small group of users that have all-star nodes, and we connect them together. In fact, we have people that connect in from RF connections, other all-star nodes, EchoLink connections, and so we have our little morning commute. Just a small group of us, but all guys that have known each other for various lengths of time, and we get together, and very often the topic is, you know, things related to ham radio, and so every morning during our morning commutes, we keep the hobby alive. I've been licensed since, like, November, I think it was, of 1999, when I got my technician. It wasn't too long after that I upgraded to general amateur extra. And that was right at the time where Morse code was still a requirement, but it was only 5 words per minute. So I was able to get in there then and get my amateur extra. And somewhere in between there, I switched from KC2FPX, which is a mouthful, to K2PCB, which I definitely prefer. I can handle that. Again, just making my way home, probably another 5 minutes on my commute.
Well, Travis, I really appreciate your feedback and your contact with me. I just moved the antenna just ever so slightly. Does it sound any better or about the same? Over.
For me, it sounds like, yeah, there's some static in the background, like you're sitting next to a waterfall. I don't know if I know enough about your current situation to guide you one way or another on specifically what to change. I would have to say that since the beginning of our conversation to just now, I would not say that there was an appreciable difference.
All right, Travis, I appreciate the feedback. Well, you know, this is not an ideal setup, but it's certainly better than it has been, because up until now, all I heard was crickets.
And keep in mind, I think the term would be like reciprocity. But basically the fact that, you know, the receiving capability of the antenna or the performance, or increased performance of the receiving side of the antenna, if you will, is, you know, reciprocal. As you receive better, you will also transmit your signal better, at least between the two points that you are communicating. So it would be wherever you are and that repeater, which is your access point. So if you're moving that Yagi around as you're listening to someone else talk, and it gets better, it's also going to be better going the other way, making it back into the repeater. Now, of course, output power is what it is, and I'm not sure what type of radio you're on. If you're in a situation where you could increase the output power, that might help a little bit. Again, I don't know how far you are from your repeater there.
I appreciate it, Travis. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear, so obviously the static and noise is due to the transmit parameters that are going on my end. But yeah, I'll keep plugging away at it, and at least we can communicate, and I'm fairly legible, so that's certainly an improvement to what it was about an hour ago with this particular radio. I'm using a this on 70 centimeters does not pump out a lot of watts. It's probably 5.5, maybe 6 on a good day.
Yeah, and the other thing I was going to say, I've heard people talk about it before, but I haven't used it myself. In fact, one of the East Coast Reflector, I'll say moderators, system administrators, might be able to point you in the right direction on how to monitor your audio. So you can actually, as you're having conversations, and you can, and you know, actually listen to what you sound like. Obviously, you're going into a system that's connected into the East Coast Reflector, but there are other Echo parroting systems to allow you to hear your audio back. But that's maybe going above and beyond what we're trying to accomplish here today. But this is awesome. Like I said, 8 days in, and this is what the hobby is all about, is, you know, getting out in the air, understanding your equipment, learning how to use it, learning how to, you know, make the reliability of your connections better, and everything takes off from there. But I am getting very close to my destination, and I apologize, but I want to ask you one more time again for your name. As we were chatting here, I believe it has already escaped me.
Well, not a problem at all, Travis. I appreciate everything. All your input can get back to me. My name is Fernando. It might be Abba song, but that particular song had nothing to do with me personally. This is Fernando, KR4KBL. I appreciate everything. Great speaking with you. Great rest of the day for you, and I hope the weekend works out for you. This is KR4KBL. Send me to you, and I'll be clear on your final. Thank you again.
All right, Fernando, in no way related to the writing of that song, but it's a good way to remember it. And it was definitely nice chatting with you, and I hope to chat with you again on here or on another one of the systems, or even maybe direct one of these days. It's been an absolute pleasure, and enjoy your weekend as well, and we'll talk to you soon. This is K2PCV, Kilo 2 Papa Charlie Bravo. We are clear.
This is ZX, it's all going for NGX, right? I'm monitoring East Coast of Lincoln.